And these six, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them out 2 by 2. We said to them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Let me just stop right there. God did not pray for a harvest. He said, it's already there. We just need to go. That's free. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Go your way, by sending you out as lambs and wool, bulls carrying no money, knapsacks, sandals, and greet no one along the way. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to that house. If it's a son of peace, therefore peace will rest on it. And remain in that house, eating and drinking such as they give you, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter, therefore they receive you, eat such things as they give you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come here. Then the 70 returned, verse 17. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us at your name. And he said, there I saw Satan falling like lightning from heaven. You got to be Pentecostal when you read that one. I saw Satan. But behold, I give you authority. Everybody say authority.
Authority.
Trample serpents and scorpions. Look at it. This is metaphorical. Do not go out and try to mess with scorpions. This is metaphorical, this part. Over all the power of the enemy, nothing shall by any means hurt you. I'm going to read that again. The enemy, nothing, when I stay under authority, nothing shall hurt me. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in the spirit, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Let's pray. Lord, I'm asking you to be with us. God, I'm praying that you clarify. God, the spirit of confusion, I just bind that and command you. And God, I pray that you will speak to us clearly by the Lord. Help us to understand. In Jesus' name. And if this is your first time here in a while, where have you been? You pagan. I'm kidding. But this is here. This is part of a series called Unshakable. Alright? Unshakable. We went back and stood on things because everything that can be shaken is being shaken. Alright? And we got to stand on things that are unshakable. The authority of God Almighty is unshakable. I want to be under authority. Now, we started last week talking about authority. We're going to talk about this week. I will finish up next week. Okay? But here's what it says. Authority, remember last week we talked, it's power, it's dominion, it's jurisdiction, right? Like, a PDU police officer does not have the jurisdiction to go to New Orleans and arrest people. He doesn't have a right to do that. Okay? But he has every right to do that here. This is, he has been given authority. You see how it works. You with it? Now you guys stay with me. I'm going to preach as long as it takes to get this through. You have to report. Okay, so pay attention. Spirit world operates on authority. When I was growing up, church I grew up, they decided that the Holy Spirit and all his gifts were passed away. First of all, I didn't know we get to pick and choose which verses don't count anymore. I didn't know how we got that, I bet right, who gets to pick and choose. Let me just tell you, all of the spirit world, angels, demons, God himself, operates on authority. I'm going to say it again. Operates on authority. That God is all authority. God Almighty is all authority. But the spirit world operates, and in this world, it reacts to what's going on in the spirit world. I'm not battling against people. I'm battling against spirits that are controlling their people. I'm battling against things that are going on. There are spirits over cities, and the Lord has it all, but He has given certain parts of authority, did He not, at the first, at the beginning? Give authority to who? Adam and Eve. They have dominion. Then what they do? Turn around and gave it to Satan. That's where he got his authority. Now understand that the Lord has all authority, but He has given to us. I want you to understand that the spirit world, first of all, let me just stop right here. If you are not saved, if you have never given your heart to Jesus, I don't care what kind of good person you are or whatever. If you have never given your heart to Jesus, surrendered to your heart, you are already under Satan's authority. The Bible says you're condemned already. I mean, you know, before you walk, we were all born into sin. Remember that? A few weeks ago, we were all needing a Savior. Alright? You're already under. You're not going to be good enough. Okay, you need Jesus. But for the Christian, I want you to hear this. Parents, hear this. You have been given a certain measure of authority by the one who has all authority. You have been given, and the spirit world responds. Now here's the first thing I want you to get today. The spirit world does not know where it does not have permission. I'm going to say that again. My wife said that's right. Did you say that's right? Marcy, thank you. I know my wife says amen, so I have two. The spirit world operates on permission. I can't, for the Christian, if you know, I know this, by God, read your Bible. But for the Christian, I am under the authority of the authority of Almighty God. And so, the only way, there's two ways Satan can get at me. Two ways. We're going to talk a lot about this next week, about your mind, your emotions, and your body, your flesh. We're going to talk about that. But there's two ways. First of all, there's two ways you can open the door to get permission. You understand what I mean by permission? I don't have a right to go in your house. Daddy, I can't just walk in your house. Why? Because it's his house. But if Daniel says, come on in, I walk on in. I now have permission. An open door has been given to me. Are you understanding? The first one is God. God, I know this is just going to mess some of you, you charismatic prosperity gospel. Woo! God gives permission sometimes for Satan to mess with you. Job, Peter, even Jesus. Jesus said, Lord, if death, there's another way we can fix this problem. No. And then Pilate and beat him and all that. And he said, don't you know I have authority? He beat him and about to crucify him. Don't you know I have authority to let you go? He said, you ain't got no authority but that which is given to you by my Father. In other words, the Lord opens the door. Now, if the Lord opens the door, if the Lord opens the door to Satan to tempt us, to challenge us, He wants us to grow And his grace is going to be there. His strength is going to be there. His ability to overcome is going to be there. If the Lord opens up his teachers a lesson, it's kind of like the football coach said, get out of here. And he picks somebody to get in front of you. You never know what you can do until you get somebody that's better bent on not letting you do it. You don't know how to trust until you got to trust. That's a dangerism. You don't know how to trust, how to fight until you got to fight. And sometimes God says, okay, I want you to grow up a little bit. I want you to grow up a little bit. And God gives us the grace and the strength. I remember Amy every day when we had all them kids and we were trying to stop it. And it didn't even slow down. Just every day she would say, God, your grace is sufficient for you. I mean, even our doctor, who I'm not even sure would say, he said, I don't know. God just don't have babies. That's all I can tell you. And she would say, my grace is sufficient. In my weakness, you're strong. He said, could it be that God's waiting for you to wake up, face the devil in your life and slap him instead of crying and begging God to take him away when God's the one that opened the door for you to come in? I don't know. That's why you better ask the Lord. Second person that can open the door is you. You can open the door for Satan to mess with you. By your bad choices, by your words, by what you do, how you live, by the words that you speak over things, over yourself, over your children. I told you last week that I told you about that man for 15 years. He told me, he said that, he's a Christian. But he said, well, my grandpa died at 52, my dad died at 51. I figured I got about 10 more years. He died at 52. Because he gave the demons permission. We open the door. When we do it, we give them a right to come and do what they said. Now listen, let me just say something to you about, although most of us, and look, you got to follow me today now. I'm just laying groundwork, and then next week, but I can't do it all in one day, or y'all fall asleep and start walking out. So we had to divide it up. Do you understand that there is permission? Demons tempt us. That is the temptation of Christ. What was Satan trying to get him to do? Is eating bread sin? No. He was trying to get him to give him his authority. Just like he's trying to get you to give him in your authority over yourself, over your mind, over your home, over your children. He's trying to get you to give it to them. And the way we do it is through our mouths. We open the door. We confess things. And it always starts small. I know this is bad, especially with my wife here. Shit is so strange. But we watch too many horror movies. We think Satan is like this Chucky guy, standing outside the door, no. He's smarter. He always comes in. Remember that old country song by that lady? Somebody's knocking. Would you look at him? Lord, it's the devil. And he said, I heard about it, but I never dreamed he'd have blue eyes and blue jeans. Trying to get you to open the door. I think about this lady, but didn't like her husband. Didn't like him a lot. And so she decided to kill him. And so here's what happened. She started, he loved brownies. And that's why I hesitated to give him this idea. Because this could happen. I like brownies too. She started putting a little arsenic in the brownies. And it got, over a period of time, he started getting weaker and tired. Oh, and the doctors couldn't find nothing wrong with him. And she just was patient. But then, you know, that's exactly what Satan's doing and has done. How many Christians you know that were fired up for God at one time and down? We don't even know where they are. Because we gave Satan our authority over ourselves. Couple things I want you to understand, okay? And I'm gonna hit this hard, all right? And I need you to get it. First of all, authority is always given. There's only one who has all authority. It is God Almighty. And I thank God. I worship Him. How great is our God? He is. I remind Satan of that when he comes in like a flood. I say, dude, you ain't nothing. One day I'm going to laugh at you because my God is God. Amen. Just say amen. Just say amen.
Amen.
Do you understand that authority is given? Satan was trying to, the temptation of Christ was trying to get Jesus to give him authority. Authority given means when I give authority, it has a right to be there. Now this is important. You got to get this and translate it spiritually. When I start giving Satan rights and authority, he can stay there because he's been given authority to be there. One of my favorite stories about being given authority. I have a friend that's extremely wealthy, has done well in his business, and he's wealthy. I mean, not like wealthy like you think around here. You know, not picking Mississippi wealthy. I'm talking about big wealth. And he, yeah, he'll be rich. And then he lives in this neighborhood called Vaquero. And Vaquero is over in South Lake, and the walls around Vaquero are about that high. And they're like made of this cedar plank. I mean, that's probably $5 million in the fence. I mean, I couldn't afford to build. I mean, not like gated communities around here. You ain't getting in. They got armed guard. You ain't getting in. Period. You can't come in there and go, like I go to Warren's down there again. Hey, I'm going to see. Oh, come on in. No. They got people that got a gate that big. Well, he called me and said, we're on vacation. Mike is about 17, 16, something like that. So all the boys, seven of us are going to play golf. We got a golf course in there. I'll just tell you how rich this place is. The Jonas Brothers live there in that neighborhood. All right. So we go. If you don't know who Jonas Brothers is, you old. Anyway, so he comes and says, look, man, bring your boys, bring your wife, bring them all, and we're going to play golf. He lives there. He's got a big mansion. I mean, one of two-decker swimming pools, you know, waterfall, that's his house. I mean, I couldn't even afford to build his pools. But we drive up. I got my 15-passenger van. All 11 boys in it. No, just 10 of them. And because we had so much luggage, we had a U-Haul. So I got a 15-passenger Ford van coming up into a place that I have no business being. I drive, first of all, the car in front of me getting in is a Bentley. And so all the boys start going, oh, God, Dad, look at this. We start, I mean, cobblestone road, yeah. Oh my God, look at it. I drive up, man, oh, hey, oh, you must be Mr. Hick. Man told him I was coming. I said, well, as a matter of fact, I am. Yeah, right. I said, see, boys? And the boys, after we got my hair placed in the clubhouse, you know, the clubhouse It's a big fine thing on the hill. You drive up in, and the little boys come out, and they open the door, grab your clubs, and, you know, that's all that. The boys start saying, "Dad, don't drive up there, man. Don't do it." They were embarrassed. We ran out of there. And look, all the luggage was out of my U-Haul. There was only golf clubs in there. So that cop was like, "This is right on the line. Come out." You're like, "That is awesome." I mean, I've got to know, man. You've got to know. You got to get the experience. I mean, we drive over here. I mean, there are cars, I don't even know what they are. Alfa Romanos or what is it? I don't even know what it is. I pull right up to the front door, and my five little boys come out. "Yes, sir, Mr. Can we help you?" He's like, "Yeah, we really are." He's like, "Yeah, right there." "Hey, take care of the club. There's a money club right there." "Oh, yes, sir." He started whacking them off and took them to the car. Didn't have to carry it. We go to the back patio, and we're looking at the guy that just sold Papa John's pizza. He has a 23,000 square foot house across the lake. We're all looking, all the boys. Oh, I mean, millions of dollars just to be there. And I make $40,000 a year. And I'm up in a monster. He looked at me and said, "How? Where's Nate?" "I don't know. I thought you was watching." You know that parent thing. "No, you're supposed to be watching." And we look over there. We walk through the restaurant. We look over there. And Nathan just crawled up in at a table with these three grown adults, and he's eating their chips and salt. And Abby looks at me and went, "Oh my God, come get him." See, I was here with him and he said, "Oh my God." I said, "Baby, we got it." So we got walked over to him and said, "Hey, it's, oh man, we got more." It was the Jonas Brothers' parents and their manager. I went, "All right." We played at the turn. They had people standing around in the back of the room with moist towelettes. I had to threaten the boys with a whoop on the golf course. Because we went by, and they had one of these little houses with everything, every snack, every drink you want. And, you know, the expensive golf courses, it's all free. And they said, I told them, "Well, it's free, y'all can just go." And so we go, we're packing in five. Speaking of that guy. I said, "Boy, it ain't all you can eat." "Oh," he said, "it was free." I said, "Yeah, it's free." You know why we enjoyed all that? Because somebody gave us permission. Authority works. It works on permission. Now here's my question. If I look at it, here's my question to you. Are you given authority to Satan in your life? Or are you using God's authority given to him in your home, in your life, in your mind, at your work, in your finances? Please hear me. Doing nothing, ignorance is not an excuse. Doing nothing is giving him your authority. I know people, parents, that the children are in charge of their home. Giving them authority, and they're not supposed to have it. And that's why it's chaos. We give it authority Authority was always meant to be given. It was given to us. Who is? Satan. Listen, if you give Satan an open door through your mouth, through your actions. I mean, listen. Listen, why does God, do you think God really wants to control your life like the other side said? Oh, be Christian, control, you can't handle fun. I miss that lesson because we, man, I ain't got a lot of that. As she gets older, she's getting a lot more feisty. It's getting a little out of hand. That's another sermon. But here's what I'm saying. Look at it. Please hear me. I'm trying to help you. Why would God tell you don't sin? Don't do, and I'm just dealing with this low level. This is low fruit here. He tells us that as a Christian because when you do that, you get permission for Satan to do things, to come in. And Satan does what he does. He steal, kill, and destroy. When you're not honest in your business, he will kill your business. He'll steal from you because you give him permission. Please hear that. The way I hear parents all the time say, man, you're bad. You're just like you're going to be just like him. They are the authority. They are giving Satan permission to mess with that kid because he didn't have it until you gave it. Authority always works on permission. Let me just say it to y'all. I had been dealing with demons for a while, and so with some of my friends, we were at a youth camp one time, and there was this 14-year-old girl. And if it scares you and you don't believe in this stuff, good God, you're already defeated. You don't. I love Americans. Because we think we're God. It's so funny. We think God listens to us. We think God's stubborn. It's hilarious. See, the problem most of us don't have any authority in the spirit world is because we've made a God in our own image. How he thinks we should be. God says, don't go over there. You go over there, the cliff will fall off. Well, then we walk over there, the cliff falls off, then we get mad at God. By the net. How's that good? This girl, 14-year-old girl, started manifesting. A demon, she was manic. She was howling deep, and just laughing at her. And we had me and Mark Joe and Richard and Sandra and several other ladies that are well, this ain't not putting our first road in. And just laughing. We prayed for about an hour. It was just as belligerent as it was the first day. Finally, she had a lucid moment. This is a girl who grew up in church. You know? This ain't no homeless girl. She grew up in church, part of youth group. It's power of God. Praise and worship got so intense she couldn't handle it. And here's what she said. We said, look, you got to help us because we understand authority. You got to not want this thing. You got to tell this thing to leave and we'll agree with you. And here's what she said. She said, look, I don't know if I wanted to leave or not, because he's my friend. Here's what, look at me, parents, hear me. It's important what you let in. She started studying Native Indian culture and started studying Native Indian chants and started doing it, and a demon visited her in her room. And at that point, we just backed off because she had given total permission. We couldn't do it. Does that make sense? What are you giving permission to? Are you giving the Holy Spirit full reign? Or you got an area over here because Satan, look at it. Satan won't stay in one place. You give him part, well, we're going to be good here, 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 but then this area over here, oh, brother, you know, I got to have my vices. And I'm not talking about perfection, I'm talking about battling things. You give him that area, he will not stay there because you've given him permission to come in your house. Does that make sense? Authority is given. Second thing I want you to walk away today, and we fix to do this, is that you must stay under authority. You only know authority and recognize authority when you're under authority. Jesus, I want to say this because this is so big. I hear this all the time. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. You must learn to submit to earthly authority. What am I saying? Bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh. Let me stop right here and tell you. Slavery is absolutely wrong and terrible, and it has been righted. But he's saying, wherever you find yourself, bond servant, be obedient to the masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in sincerity of heart, as to who? Christ. So many of you complain about your fault, and you're always looking for something else. Maybe God has you there to teach you and train you. If you don't think he'll do that, you haven't read your Bible. What about Joseph? Look what he said. Not as eye service, man pleaser, but as a bondservant of Christ. You know what that means right there? By eye service, when the boss is looking and we work hard, and then the rest of the town, we screw around. Don't know why I shot him down. Man pleaser, but as a bondservant of Christ, do the will of God from the heart. Do your best, whatever you find your hands to do. With goodwill doing service as to who? The Lord. Some of you are giving Satan permission to steal from you because you're rebelling against the authority over you. But he said, do it as unto the Lord. Look what happens when you do. Look at the promise. Doing good service as to the Lord and not men knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether slave or free. God in an instant can make you go from the jailhouse to the penthouse in a heartbeat. What he did with Joseph, didn't he? But the act here is submission. Now, I'm not talking about being a man pleaser, a yes man. I'm not talking about agreeing with everything. I'm talking about living a life. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Therefore I exhort you from all that supplication, prayers, intercession, giving of thanks be made for all men. Look at it. Look at it. For kings and all who are in authority over you, that you may lead a quiet and peaceful life. Let me ask you, I'm not asking you who you vote for. I don't want to know. Okay? Yes. I'm just throwing out the possibility. If I haven't voted, most of you are right. You notice that our president started out the election saying moderate. You notice that? And over the last few months, he has merged into a lot of things that I would consider not biblical, not Christian. I'll just say, what we do, Father, we learn from you, quiet, because you're always a trap question. If I made in the image of God, I have authority. I wonder if the Christian church, when he got elected, would have started praying for him like we're commanded to do in the scripture, if he was not going to make it. But all we've done is curse him with our mouth. If the spirit world works on that, who's given permission for him to go left? You see what I'm saying? We're cursing our school system. Every time we try, oh, that ain't no good. That, instead of saying, God, I pray you bless me. I pray that you will be. I pray that you will become a place. My wife, listen, my wife did this. She would do this quicker than I would. When the boys would say, how many know the teenagers say stuff? I mean, teenagers just, half the time I think they know they saying it just to get a rise out of it. You know, half the time. But sometimes they'll say something with some spiritual significance that is dead wrong, and boy, Andy will pop up and go, no. We gotta let that happen. That's the devil right there. You ain't getting my kid. No, you ain't confessed. Don't you dare confess that. You go, well, and I say, that's refusing to let Satan have an open door. I've got to stay submitted to it. Who are you submitting to? Well, I don't need nobody. Wow. Seems like I read the Bible and said we do. When we understand submission, let me just give this to you. Well, what if they ask me to do something ungodly? Well, then you revert back to the authority. But you got to be submitted to the authority. Don't just pull that card when you want to. Like your Southern Mayor, every Sunday, it's amazing that every Southern male knows one Bible. This absolutely blows my mind. They walk up to me, ain't never been to church, been a drunk all their lives, look at me and say, hey, preacher, tell her about that wife and bitch stuff. See, look at me. Authority only works when you're submitted to it. Do you hear what I just said? You will not wield authority to the devil. Demons will look at you and go, Jesus, we know, all we know that we're you. Unless you're submitted to authority. Jesus in John chapter 19. I just want to say this. The beginning of submission, first of all, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Fear is honor, respect, reverence. Treat with deference, submission. God, you are Lord of my life. You're Lord of my money. I want you to say that because that's important to life. You're Lord of my money. If you're not tithing, he's not Lord. Now, we're blessed, man. We are so blessed by you. But look, man, I'm just trying to help you. If you're doing your business dealings in a shady way, you're not going to be blessed. You're not going to have authority. And you're giving authority to Satan to come into what Satan does, steal, kill, and destroy. And we're going to talk about the three areas he does that next week. But staying under authority, if he is first, even in hard times, it's easy to be spiritual. Isn't it? It ain't easy being spiritual when everything's great. You feel the Holy Ghost everywhere. It's awesome. But it's hard to say, Lord, I trust you when your husband just died. Unexpected. Like Jamie had to walk with you at the side. Lord, I praise you in the good times. I praise you when you brought him. I praise you when you left. You've got to be submitted. But submission brings three things. Submission to authority. See, when your life is submitted to the Lord, you have peace. Let me tell you, I'm going to say something. I ain't going to die. Now, let's have rebel and get stupid and walk away from the Lord, which I ain't planning on. Okay? Huh? Amen. Say amen to that. I ain't gonna listen. So what? I'm not dying until God says it's time. If I die with corona, it's time. If I walk down either, it's time. I have peace. Jesus looked at Pilate and said, "You ain't got nothing over me." Does that mean I walk out and kiss people with corona? No! I don't want it! I don't want it! I don't want none of that! But I got peace. Second thing, when you stay in a submitted, no matter what comes, I can have peace. Jesus slept in the middle of the storm when they thought the boat, these were fishermen, and they said, the boat's about to, we about to die. These weren't novice sailing men. They were fishing. Don't you care? I mean, Jesus was sleeping. I wish Christians would get this. When you're under authority, that means nothing's going to get to me that God doesn't know about. And then if he knows about it, he'll give me the grace to walk. Man. Like I told the lady playing, I just told her. God told me several things that I'm going to do before I die. And then when we were in bad turbulence, this lady had never flown before. And she, you know, you've been in bad turbulence, you know. I mean, the weight of the stewardess is strapped in. And she went, "Oh, my God." I said, "Little lady." I said, "Just stay." And she said that to me. I didn't realize what I said. "Just hang on. Stay close to me. Because even when we crash, I'm going to live. Because I didn't finish these things the Lord told me I was supposed to do. And so I'm going to make it. I don't know about the rest of them, but I'm going to make it. So just hang close to me." I was kind of joking now, but I really believe that. Just hang close to me, I'm going to make it. Well, buddy, it was an elderly lady, and buddy, she clapped over my arm. I didn't know. I mean, she was digging everybody over here. I said, "See, I come from your way." I'm like, "You can't get over that." It gives me strength to hit, heal, to save, to rebuke, to bring change in my weakness. It gives me strength. We are called to overcome impossible things like addiction. We're called to overcome those things. That's why I don't like the 12-step program. I mean, I like it, but I don't like it. Don't tell it. "Hey, I'm out of heat, I'm out of alcohol. Way to make you sin, you're better off." No, I'm out of here. I was an outlaw, but Jesus set me free. I ain't giving no more place to that. Last thing it does, gives you blessing. Because you see, when you stay in authority, when you stay under authority, I can expect to be blessed. I'm going to do my best for those I am submitted to. Look, when my dad was in charge, I was not the yes man. Because me and him had two different views on most everything. But when I walked out of that room, I expressed my views. I walked out of the room, you never heard me say anything negative against him. Not one pastor. I tried to make sure he was blessed. I did my best. Because I want to be submitted to authority because I want to have one. Does that make sense? You see what I'm saying? Now, here's my question. We're fixing to pray. I know, look, I know it's 12. Y'all eat a million lunches. It ain't gonna be that good. But right now, we could. Something good could happen. Because you know what? Listen, I am the authority of this church given to me by God. I mean, I ain't saying all the authority. I don't want to control your life. I got too much control of my own shit. Keeping my wife alive. I can't keep her alive. Look at it. What I'm saying, let's just drink. Throw caution to the wind. What I'm saying is true. I am the authority in this house. And I'm saying, the Holy Spirit, come and do your stuff. Come and heal. Come and touch. I'm going to have a prayer team come up in just a second. And if you need healing, or if you need touch, or if you need something, you agree is when you say, you get up and come down. That means two authorities are coming into agreement. You're the authority of you. I'm the authority of you. And we're all saying, Holy Spirit, come. Because look at me. Either Jesus is here or he's alive. Where two or more are gathered in my name, I will be there in the middle. So that means right here in this room is the potential. Of greatness, healing, miracle, broken heart, salvation, people being set free. Wow. If we just submit ourselves. Who do you love?